The fanfare surrounding the House GOP tax plan is masking a brewing storm in the other chamber. Senate Republicans will have to sway a host of GOP swing votes as they try to jam through their own tax overhaul with almost no margin for error. Here are a look at some of the people hurdles from Sung Ming Kim, congressional reporter at Politico. Sung Ming, what have you found?
So if you remember the dynamics that we saw during the failed health care fight back over the summer, it's kind of the similar dynamics here at play in the tax reform fight. Democrats are getting courted somewhat, but let's assume that Senate Republicans will have to marshal all the votes to pass their tax reform package on their own. That means they can lose only two votes, which means every demand from about a circle of a dozen senators really will matter at the end of the day. So you're going to have conservative senators saying this package doesn't go far enough. You're going to have moderate senators who say, you know, let's not tilt this towards the mega rich. You're also going to have a group of deficit hawks who are going to be raising a lot of concerns about the red ink on this bill. So it's a major headache for Mitch McConnell. It's a big task for him ahead, and we'll see how he navigates these landmines.
Wow. All right. So you kind of put them into small groups here, like including the deficit hawks. You mentioned Corker from Tennessee and then McCain and Flake from Arizona. How about that group?
So those are, it's a quiet but a growing list of concerns from the so-called deficit hawks. Obviously, Bob Corker, who is retiring after this Congress, has been the loudest among these people, saying he will not vote for legislation that increases the deficit by even a penny. But you're starting to hear this concern come from a lot of some other Senate Republicans as well. Jeff Flake of Arizona, who, like Bob Corker, is freshly freed from these reelection concerns, has been increasingly speaking out about this issue. He actually delivered a floor speech raising concerns about the deficit impact of any tax legislation. John McCain voted against the Bush tax cuts in 2001 and 2003, partly because of their impact on the deficit. And I didn't mention this in the story, but Senator Todd Young, a freshman from Indiana, has talked about this concern as well. So that's going to be a big problem for Mitch McConnell, especially if this tax reform package dwindles down into something that is perhaps just a tax cuts package.
Well, we're speaking with Sung Min Kim, congressional reporter at Politico. Her piece is called Senate Littered with Tax Reform Landmines. All right, how about the two you point out as moderates here, Susan Collins from Maine, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska?
So these two Republican women, these two moderate women, have been very powerful in other fights already this year. We saw their impact on the Obamacare repeal debate. But remember, they both teamed up to oppose Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, as well as support funding for Planned Parenthood, which most other Senate Republicans support dumping. And they could be equally influential in the coming tax fight. Now, Lisa Murkowski has been a little bit more quiet on the tax front. She has been focusing on other issues, other energy-related issues, and hasn't really made vocal her concerns on the tax package just yet. But Susan Collins has laid out a litany of concerns, a litany of priorities. Some of them, the House Republicans have already met. She said she wants to keep the tax rate for the top earners. The House Republicans have done that in their package. But she also sees no need to get rid of the estate tax. And the House Republican package, we don't know what the Senate package will look like, but at least the House Republican package phases that tax out eventually. So is that enough for her? Is that enough for Senator Collins to be a no on this package as she was with health care? Again, it's too early to tell, but she's going to be someone that leadership will be closely watching.
You referenced before, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who will feel that this doesn't go far enough. How about the group you call the demanding conservatives, Lee Cotton Cruz?
Exactly. So these are a smaller circle of conservatives that leadership always has to watch. First of all, leadership already kind of expects Senator Rand Paul to be a no at this point, and you kind of have to persuade him towards a yes. A lot of his asks are something that aren't even on the table at this point, such as paying for tax cuts with spending cuts. That's not even really in the conversation at this point. But these other conservatives, let's take Mike Lee, for example. He does frequently push leadership in his own fashion. His top priority so far has been expansion of the child tax credit, which he has teamed up with Senator Marco Rubio on. It's a major priority of Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter. And Senator Lee and Rubio said in a statement yesterday that the child tax care credit expansion in the House bill does not go far enough. They expect the Senate legislation to be more generous in expanding that tax credit. But another problem for the tax writers. They will have to figure out a way to pay for it.
Congressional reporter Sung Min Kim from Politico.
Thanks for listening. And for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.